Hey there, culinary explorers. Welcome back to Simple Recipe Box. I'm your host, Ben Harper, here to guide you through another delicious and, dare I say, enlightening kitchen adventure. Today, we're diving into something a bit special, homemade RSO gummies. That's right, we're talking potent cannabis treats that you can make right in your own kitchen. So let's get started and unlock the magic of these delightful edibles. Light, playful background. First things first, making RSO gummies at home means you're in control. The quality, the strength, everything. But remember, with great power comes great responsibility, especially when it involves cannabis. To kick things off, you'll need some essential tools: a kitchen scale for precision, a non-stick silicone gummy mold, a saucepan, a whisk or spoon, and a dropper or small syringe for that all-important RSO distribution. Oh, and don't forget an airtight container for storing your gummies. Now onto the star players, the ingredients. You'll need Rick Simpson oil, or RSO, which gives these gummies their kick. For the gummy base, grab some gelatin or agar-agar if you're going vegan, some high-quality fruit juice or puree for flavor, a natural sweetener like honey or agave syrup, lecithin to keep everything nicely mixed, and a touch of citric acid for a bit of zing and freshness. Ready to get cooking? Here's what you do. Start by greasing your gummy molds with a bit of neutral oil, like coconut oil. Heat your fruit juice, sweetener, and agar-agar in a saucepan over medium-low heat, stirring until everything is beautifully blended and the agar-agar has dissolved. Next, the crucial part, adding your RSO. Keep that heat low to preserve all the good stuff in your oil. Stir gently to make sure the RSO is evenly distributed. This is key for consistent dosing in each gummy. Once mixed, carefully pour the mixture into your molds using a dropper to avoid any spills. Then let them set at room temperature until firm. After that, pop them in the fridge for about 30 minutes. When they're set, unmold your gummies. If they stick, a little more chilling or a quick dip of the mold's bottom in warm water should do the trick. And voila! You've just made your own batch of RSO gummies. Remember, these guys are potent, so start with a small amount to see how they affect you. Now let's talk storage. Keep your gummies in an airtight container in a cool, dark place. The fridge is perfect. This keeps them fresh and maintains their potency. And there you have it, friends, your very own homemade RSO gummies. Experiment with flavors, play with dosages, but most importantly, enjoy responsibly. Whether you're a cannabis culinary enthusiast or a curious novice, these gummies are sure to add a little extra joy to your edible experience. That's all for today's episode. I hope you feel inspired to try this recipe and add a new skill to your culinary repertoire. Thanks for tuning into Simple Recipe Box. I'm Ben Harper, and I can't wait to join you next time for more tasty adventures. Until then, keep cooking, keep creating, and keep enjoying the good things in life. Catch you next time.